Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2626, 8 Tools to Get Control of Your Anxiety by Rachel Shainkin of mindbodywise.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to our Sunday bonus episode, where I like to share an article with you from a different podcast in our network. Today's episode is coming from our very first podcast, Optimal Living Daily. You can find that show wherever you're listening to this, and please do follow or subscribe to the show to get new episodes every day. So with that, here's Justin with another article as we optimize your life.
8 Tools to Get Control of Your Anxiety by Rachel Shainkin of mindbodywise.com. It's time to learn tangible tools to control your anxiety so that it stops controlling you. Feeling anxious is uncomfortable, painful, and difficult to manage in every which way. Your body is on overdrive. You can't think straight. Everything feels like it's crashing down at any moment, and you just can't stop the chaos. The truth is that anxiety is a symptom of some deeper stuff within you, stuff that you may or may not be aware of when the anxiety sneaks up and grabs you. Yet while you're feeling these obsessive worries of the unknown and the inability to breathe, all you want is for the uncomfortable feelings to go away. You don't need to know how to control your anxiety naturally while you're in the height of it. You just need relief. In fact, trying to figure it out is working against you by increasing your anxiety. So instead of trying to think your way through it, use a tool or two that decreases your anxiety symptoms first. You can explore the root causes later if needed. The following tools are designed for just that, to alleviate some of the pain of your anxiety. You can try one or more and record what helps you most so you know what remedy you need in future moments of high stress, feeling anxious, or having a panic attack. Number one, look down. Neuroscience has proven that looking up activates your nervous system more than looking down. So if you have anxiety, aim to keep your gaze at or below eye level, still keeping your chin parallel to the floor. Additionally, for most people, looking up or looking down with a tucked chin results in compression of the cervical spine and constricts the breath, which increases activation of your central nervous system. Number two, get embodied. This means not just generally moving, but rather getting connected to your body in conscious and mindful ways. One simple way to do this is to stand up without shoes on, feet about hips width distance apart, and a slight bend in your knees. First, feel the floor beneath your feet. Then, as you ground through your feet, consciously lift your toes up, keeping all three corners of your feet pressing evenly into the floor, big toe mound, little toe mound, and heel, and ankles staying aligned with the shins. Notice the sensation each part of your foot, sole and top of foot, then each toe, then move up to your ankles, lower legs, and upper legs. Feel your body from the inside out. That's all it takes. Number three, 1-2 breathing with visualization. Many of us are mouth breathers. Breathing in and out through your mouth increases the activation of your central nervous system. Try this breathing technique that's proven to calm your system way down. Close your eyes and sit or stand tall in your spine with your chin parallel to the floor. Seal your lips gently and soften your tongue, separating your top teeth from your bottom teeth. Now, simply breathe in for a count of three, and on your exhale, let it take six counts to fully release your breath. Keep breathing like this, counting your inhale at three and your exhale at six, all through your mouth. Feel the breath moving through you and visualize it ballooning your lungs and expanding your rib cage and feeling your belly. Do at least 1 minute or maybe more like this. If this 3-to-6 ratio feels like too much, then cut it to two counts on your inhale and four counts on your exhale. The most important things are that the breath is going in and out through your nose, that your exhale is double the amount of your inhale, and that you're visualizing the breath moving in your body. Number four, look at fractals. Science has proven that looking at repeating patterns, also called fractals, in nature, art, or architecture can create a calming effect on your brain, thereby calming your body. Try taking 20 minutes in an environment with visuals. Snowflakes, repeating swirls in a painting, or ocean waves all help to take you away from stress. There are tons of these online, and you can just flip through them, noticing how your body shifts as you focus your attention on the movement of the photos. Number five, ground your body. Laying on the floor and feeling the firmness of the floor supporting your body can help to reduce anxiety. Stay present to your body, noticing which parts of it touch the floor and which parts don't. Consider doing a brief mental body scan to notice what sensations are in each part of your body, or try the breathing technique listed earlier. Even better, put some weight on top of you while you lay down, a weighted blanket, a sandbag, or a yoga bolster to increase the calming effect. Number six, take a forest bath. As strange as it may seem, being near trees and plant life has been shown to enhance your mental health and reduce anxious feelings. People who walked for approximately 20 minutes in woodsy areas were shown to have lowered stress hormones. While you're at it, you may want to try a walking meditation. Number seven, do something creative. Refocusing your attention on creative activities that use your hands helps to reduce the obsessing that anxiety can often induce. The activity you choose might be something traditionally creative, like drawing, painting, or writing. Or you may choose something less traditional, like cooking, craft making, molding things out of clay, or coloring in an adult coloring book. All of these creative activities help to reduce your responses to anxiety. And number eight, get present to right now. Notice if you're playing what I like to call the if-then game. You're 10 steps ahead of the present moment and spinning about things that may or may not happen. If this, then that, and if that, then this, and so on. These are made-up scenarios that aren't grounded in any reality. They are grounded in your fear. However, your brain doesn't know this, and it sends signals to your body to go into high danger alert mode. When you catch yourself doing this, pause and take a big breath. Then ask yourself, what's true for me right now in this very moment? Next, answer your question. First checking in with breath and body, then moving to environment around you using as many senses as you can. For example, what's true for me right now is that I'm sitting on a chair in my office with 2 feet on the ground. I'm breathing a little more constricted than normal and it feels heavy in my chest. My heartbeat seems a little fast right now. I feel the smooth keys below my fingertips on my keyboard as I type and I can hear the keys clicking. I see the sun outside and some clouds. I smell my tea next to me. There are the faint sounds of horns honking. I'm safe. Doing this exercise helps to ground you back into what's real right now and creates a calming effect on your body and mind. You just listened to the post titled 8 Tools to Get Control of Your Anxiety by Rachel Shankin of mindbodywise.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
Thank you to Rachel. This is one of those very personal things where you'll learn what works for you with a lot of experimentation and learning. I'm sure we've heard a version of this article before with tips, tricks, and tools to help reduce anxiety in the moment or in general. Some of the tips might be familiar, but some you may have never heard of until now. In either case, what I can guarantee is that not all of them will work for you, and some will work better than others and for different people. This just gives you a place to start experimenting and a place to think about what you might want to try. If you find one helps out even just a tiny bit, that's a great step in the right direction. And actually, if you find one that doesn't work at all, that's another step in the right direction, because then you know what doesn't work, which is just as important. That can be a huge clue as to what else won't work in the future and then what might be a better choice for you. It's the same thing with foods. I don't believe in one perfect diet for everyone. Unless you have a specific diet for moral or religious reasons, I think it's best to try different ones to see what works for you and with your body the best, both in terms of how you feel, but also what you can actually stick to. Because if you told me that I had to eliminate sugar from my diet completely, yeah, that's not going to work, and I will be very, very sad. So it's all about experimentation and figuring out what works for you. And that's a theme that's come up a few times recently. So with that, keep experimenting. Do let me know what does work for you, because it's nice to hear. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.